The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. As you heard me say earlier, I'm going to be on vacation this week. And I got to tell you, out of the week that I just had, I need a vacation. On Monday, my youngest daughter had so much schoolwork that I had to help cook dinner. And I had to fill up a pot of hot water, and it took 3 minutes for that water to get hot. Then on Tuesday, I had to pick up a prescription, and I go to the pharmacy, and wouldn't you know it, they don't have the medicine that I need, so I had to drive all the way down the street to get the medicine. Then on Wednesday, I went up to the refrigerator and I realized that we had no food that I wanted to eat right then. So I went to the pantry, still nothing on the shelves that I wanted. Thursday, of course, you may remember, was really windy and really rainy. I mean, that just threw a twist on the whole day, didn't it? And then on Friday, I noticed that my iPhone had gotten a new update. And I wasn't used to it yet. And then on Saturday, just yesterday, we went shopping and they didn't have the paper towels that I liked. So we had to go and get other ones. And today I went to my closet to find the right black shoes and I couldn't find them. So I had to wear an old pair. See why I need a vacation? Now, as I say that, some of you are like, "Man, that seems tough. You really did have a horrible week." The rest of you are like, "Really? Do we need to call the wambulance? Do you need some wine to go with that cheese?" Or, of course, the classic, "Here's the smallest violin playing a song for you." Not really sure what that means, but people say it all the time when folks are whining. But seriously, you hear these things, and it's like, are you being serious right now? Well, yes and no. I mean, no, I'm not really saying that I need a vacation because of those things. But I will admit that I have complained about everything that I just said. I have complained about how long it takes my hot water to get hot. I've complained about the fact that one pharmacy doesn't have my prescription, and so I got to go all the way to another one to get it. I've complained because there's the food that I want is not in the pantry or the refrigerator. I haven't liked the weather. I've complained when I didn't like an update on my phone. I've complained because I don't like the paper towels we get, because I don't know why we need the little squares. Just give me the big square, please. And yes, I complained this morning when I couldn't find the right shoes because I didn't want to wear these. And I'm not alone, am I? I mean, we are a whiny people, are we not? We complain about so much stuff. And you know why? These are called first world problems. As Americans, we live in the first world, the world that has technology and cars and computers and stuff like that. But as other people hear these complaints, they think it's plain nuts. I complained that it took 3 minutes to get hot water, while there are people that are like, "What? You have water in your house? And it gets hot?" Then prescriptions. You mean that when they didn't have the medicine you needed, you didn't have to wait a whole month to get it? You just went down the street to another one in your car? No food that they want? Some people have no food at all. You know, I complained about the wind and the rain, while there are people that were hit by the hurricane that brought it here. And that was the third one they've dealt with in the last couple months. Paper towels. We all remember when there were no paper towels. And shoes. There are people with no shoes at all. And I'm complaining that I don't have the right ones. See, our first world problems are really a sign of our self-centeredness, aren't they? When we think that the world revolves around us and we think, you know, oh, how horrible this is that these things are happening to me right now. Because they shouldn't, because I don't deserve this. But it doesn't keep us from moaning and complaining, does it? I mean, let's go ahead and gear up now. If you've already waited in line to vote, or if you're going to be waiting on Tuesday, we're going to whine about it when there are people out there that don't get an opportunity to vote for their leaders. We'll whine and complain that we got to wait half an hour to get our food at a restaurant when some people won't eat today. We'll whine and complain that our car isn't running properly when some people have never even sat in a car or they don't have one at all. I mean, we'll whine and complain that, oh my gosh, we have to wear a mask to church when some people would be persecuted or arrested for their faith. You see, when we look at things differently, it sort of puts things into perspective, doesn't it? When we realize that the things that we whine about are seen, wasn't me. Maybe it was. Okay, what I was saying is the way we view things, we see things that are really in trouble. You know, we'll complain like, wow, my mother called right in the middle of my favorite show. When we have family members here today, family members of Dot Roof and of Gene Testruth and Bill Heater, who would give anything to be interrupted by a phone call or a conversation. We look at things in our lives and we feel like it's just so horrible. And we don't realize that we're actually blessed. That's what Jesus was talking about in this morning's gospel reading. And I'm sorry, I haven't memorized the entire Beatitude. It is known as the Beatitudes. This is the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus sits down and he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they'll see God, or they'll be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they'll inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they'll be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are you when people revile and persecute you." And so we hear these list of blessings. And I think we often misinterpret what Jesus is saying here. Because what we think is being said is, this is what we need to be in order to be blessed, right? We need to be poor in spirit. We need to mourn. We need to be peacemakers. We need to be merciful. We need to be meek. And yeah, some of these are good attributes to have, but I don't think that's what Jesus is saying here. So let me reword this just a little bit and see if it hits home a little more. Blessed are those who are poor, who don't know where their next meal is coming from. Blessed are those who lost a loved one and their heart is broken. Blessed are those who really don't think much of themselves. Blessed are those who try so hard to do good and they just can't. Blessed are those who are walked all over. Blessed are the goody-goodies that nobody wants to hang out with. Blessed are those who are caught in the middle of a dispute between two friends. Blessed are those who are bullied. Blessed are those who are hated just for being themselves. Does that sound like something that would make you blessed? Does that sound like people who are blessed? No, does it? No, that's not what make us blessed. What Jesus is saying here is these people that sound like they're cursed, these people whose lives are just
going to the tubes, these people who just have it horribly, they're blessed too. I mean, we go around talking about how blessed we are, you know? Things are going well. Oh, I'm blessed. You know, I have a nice house. I'm blessed. I have a new car. I'm blessed. You know, my family's all healthy. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And then, does that mean if the next day something happens to your car or a family member or your house that you're not blessed anymore? No. You're still blessed. Because it's not our things or our attributes or the people around us that make us blessed. You and I are blessed because God loves us, Jesus saves us, and we have the promise of everlasting life. That is why we are blessed. We're not blessed because we got the most money. We're not blessed because our party candidate wins. We're not blessed because we're Americans. We're not blessed because we're rich. We're not blessed because we're beautiful. We're not blessed because we're popular. And we're not blessed because our life has fallen apart. We're blessed because God loves us, Jesus saves us, and we have the promise of eternal life. My friend, you and I are blessed in any and all circumstances. No matter what, we're blessed. Why? Because God loves us, Jesus saves us, and we have the promise of eternal life. That's why we're blessed, which means you're just as blessed today as you will be tomorrow and into eternity. That's the reality that we live in. So this week, let's try something. Let's have a wine-free week. Not wine-free, wine-free. You know, so before you complain about something, first off, I want you to do two things. One, think how it will sound to someone else who doesn't have what you have. Before you complain that your child is stuck in virtual school, think about those who don't have children that wanted them. Think about those who can't get an education. Before you complain about anything in your house, think about the homeless. Before you complain about your spouse, remember those who desperately want theirs. Before you complain about anything in your world, think about those without. And after you've thought about that, look for the blessing in there. Thank God I have a home. Thank God I have children. Thank God we have the internet that we can do this. Thank God for my spouse. Thank God for everything that I have in my life. And one way to get in the habit of that is the first thing you do every morning is either write it down or think of three things that you're thankful for. You've heard me say that before, and I'm going to tell you again. Think of three things that you're thankful for and do something different every day. Don't be like, oh, well, you know, my wife, my kids, my job. My wife, my kids, my job. You got more than three things to be thankful for. Come up with something new the next day. All the things that you're thankful for, just be thankful. It will change your entire attitude, your entire outlook on life. But when you realize that you are blessed no matter what, in any and all circumstances, then you'll start to be a blessing to others. People will wonder, why is this person so happy? It seems like their life has fallen apart. Because I'm blessed. Because God loves me, Jesus saves me, and I have the promise of eternal life. On this All Saints Sunday, I was thinking about funeral sermons. And in every single funeral sermon that I preach, I usually say something to the effect of, today we mourn, but we also celebrate. And I don't say this in every one just because I'm that unoriginal. I say that because it's true. Because in the midst of our brokenheartedness, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our suffering, we are still blessed. We still have reason to celebrate. Because that person is loved by God. That person is saved by Jesus. And that person is receiving eternal life. Because throughout their life, they too were blessed. And throughout their eternal life, they are blessed, just as you and I will be. And because we are so blessed, we are called to be blessings to the world. to show them our gratitude, to show them our thankfulness, to show them our blessedness, and to help remind everyone around us that they too are blessed. They too are loved by God and saved by Christ and given the promise of eternal life. You are blessed, my friends. Live out that blessing. Amen.